Lessons in Invocation, written by Icarus Chained, and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, original work. Rating, teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Additional tags: School of Magic, Libraries, Books, Magical Accidents, Languages and Linguistics, Summoning, Rules, Humor. Summary. In the library of a magical college, a student makes a small mistake and is invited to remember why the rules of libraries, especially magical ones, exist. The mage librarians worked in perfect, eerie silence, spells of suppression and compression dousing noise and magic more or less simultaneously, reducing an entire wing to a strange, silent motion picture. It was almost beautiful, really, or would have been, if it hadn't also been so bloody creepy. "Well," said the professor, philosophically, "it could have been worse, I suppose." Carl blinked at her. "Worse?" he exclaimed, and then clapped a hand over his mouth as the noise, compared to the deadness around them, assaulted his own ears. She raised an eyebrow, and after a second he managed to tone down the volume to a hiss in order to continue. "How could this have been worse? There's 6 students dead, and 2 more... "Melted," she finished, helpfully. "Well, technically dissolved into solution. The magic was probably aiming for primordial soup and didn't quite have the components, but melted probably covers it, I think." Carl swallowed.
"You think?" he echoed faintly.
"Yes, and this doesn't count as worse to you?" She paused, turning fully towards him with the oddest expression. A weird, creepy half-smile thing, her eyes over her spectacles like little amber chips of malice. Carl took a step back, a movement entirely driven by his hindbrain, which abruptly did not like Professor Tessereus at all, and wanted quite fervently to be at least a burning building away from her. "I did tell you not to speak in front of the books," she said, with arid sweetness. "Latin wasn't your best choice, since you managed to set off a series of partial spells simultaneously, but no, it wasn't your worst either." She smiled that half-smile again, gesturing over to a nearby section of the library. "Given that incantations borders on both necromancy and demonology, for ease of access, you understand, there are several wonderful options you could have stumbled across. Accidental summoning is ever so riveting an endeavor, don't you think?" She draped a friendly arm around his shoulders, steering him over to peer down the high, stooped shelves of the demonology section, cheerfully ignoring his rigid stance and squeak of terror. "In this direction, you might have had better luck with Arabic. We have a nice, responsive copy of the Kitab al-Azif down here." She glanced at him, smiled. "That's the Necronomicon to you. Or, since you seem fond of wild magic, or at least the nearest possible substitute, a little German might help you unlock Das Lied des Erlkönigs. For interesting, fey-related shenanigans, Latin, of course, will net you the Liber Evonis. Even English will do in a pinch. We've several translations of the Keys of Solomon that work well for the monolingual mage on a budget. And over here?" She steered him around, back through incantations and over towards necromancy, while Carl's brain was busy gibbering silently to itself. Fortunately, silently. He was beginning to understand that. "Here we have some wonderful tomes. Of course, being built on a dead zone, excuse me, we're rather short of raw materials for necromantic spells to work on, usually, at least. But with your previous mishap to work with, we have some options. For those in the audience with Egyptian among their talents, there's the ever-popular Book of Going Forth by Day, Book of the Dead, if you're keeping up, but Sanskrit will do either. We have a nice copy of the Sikh Sant manuscript, which responds well to it. And most wonderful of all, with the suppression spells down, even random gibberish has a half-decent chance of creating an effect here, since the Voynich manuscript has been known to accept roughly the correct phonemes as a key to start ripping souls. It's actually fascinating. We have a team of linguists studying that one. Under controlled conditions, of course." "Of course," Carl repeated, some distant, still analytical part of his brain wondering what controlled conditions entailed when one of the risks was apparently losing your soul. Did they draft linguists who didn't have any to run the experiments? What did they do? Call down some angels for... No, not thinking about that. Nope. "Now, normally the suppression spells on the bookcases render these little happenings unlikely.
the professor continued, smiling mildly. We don't run a circus here. We are safety tested for students and professors alike, but there are reasons for library rules. I'm sure you understand that now, yes? Removing books for study creates little windows of opportunity, and in a magically ripe place like this, Murphy's Law tends to be a bit more rigorously enforced than elsewhere. Which is why, Mr. Glockner, the first rule of the library is... She trailed off meaningfully, and Carl swallowed again, finding some scrap of courage from somewhere to square his shoulders and let him face up to those chilly lenses and the amber awls behind them.
Si...
he started, unfortunately still squeaking a bit.
Silence in the library?
She smiled, slightly less creepily this time, and reached up to pat him gently on the head.
Very good, Mr. Glockner, very good. I trust you'll remember this in future,
Yes, he imagined fervently. Yes, ma'am, he most certainly would. The end.